Game two of the wild card series is tonight. It's Brewers-Mets. Coverage begins at 6 o'clock here on WTMJ. Adam McKelvey is quite simply the best in the business. He's a writer for MLB.com, and he's with us this afternoon. Adam, thank you so much.
Oh, you're being too nice. This is fun for me because I'm in Jeff Levering's seat. He's got his notebook here, his tea, some lozenges, all his notes about Sean Manea.
Yeah, we've been trying to get Levering to buy that two-foot nacho box.
Oh, I went and priced that. Did you guys get the
No, what's the price?
Yes, I want to know.
$27.99. I think that's a bargain.
For all those nachos, that might be a bargain.
I'm so hungry right now.
Yeah, me too. Hey, I want to start with this with you, Adam. Jesse Winker on September 27th is hit by a pitch in a game, the Brewers against the Mets. Their broadcasters say this was clearly on purpose. None of us will know except for, I guess, the people involved. And last night, the incident with Adames, Winker gets a big hit, former Brewer, of course. And there was an exchange, which has gone viral everywhere. Take us inside what happened last night and what you make of it.
Well, look, I think it probably goes back earlier than when he was hit by a pitch in that last series of the season. You go back to last season here. Remember, Jesse Winker made the Brewers postseason roster over Garrett Mitchell. And I think, like, there was some fan sentiment about Garrett Mitchell because he was coming back from shoulder surgery, homegrown guy, speedy. I think a lot of people wanted to see him in that series. And Winker had really struggled for the Brewers. Remember, he got the boos sort of in both games of that playoff series last year. Then he came back here in July, and I don't know if anyone remembers this, but he had a run-scoring double and a homer off Freddie Peralta in a game in July, and he got the boos again. So then you flash forward to that final series of the season. I mean, I just think there's been some exchanges between Winker and maybe the folks in the seating bowl here, and it bled into, you know, the players on the field. So
we know exactly what they said?
I think they'll... We don't know exactly what they said. I'm sure it was
Josh
just about, you know, who owes who for dinner.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it, Adam. It's all over out there. I mean, there are a lot of F-bombs that were thrown back and forth. Willie Adames apparently said, you can read his lips, you know, let's take him to the plot after the game.
Oh, my gosh.
So here's my follow-up question for you. You cover this team and you're with them all the time. Was he a popular guy in the clubhouse, or was he kind of aloof? Were they not, in general, close to Winker?
Well, everybody has their own level of popularity in the clubhouse, and Willie Adames is very, very high. And Jesse Winker is in a different place, but you don't want to criticize a guy who's not here anymore. And look, I mean, he's had a great career.
We do.
He had a bad year here.
It's okay. There's some workers that you don't want
around. Yeah, not everybody gets along, to your point,
right.
I guess, Adam. Hey, let's ask you about
tonight. He had a tough year here, and I would just say, like, they're going to focus on the game. I mean, the Brewers need to focus on the game Jesse Winker tonight.
So let's us focus on that. What's the key to tonight's game? I mean, obviously, key hitting, key pitching. What do you be looking for early on?
To be themselves. I mean, this is a Brewers team that for years has been pitching in defense. This year they've added the element of speed on the bases, second most steals the Brewers have ever had in franchise history. And they scored those runs early in the game yesterday with that speed. It was great base running. One of the Mets people said, like, there's all these advanced metrics. This might be the best base running team in baseball in like a decade. So they did it early, but then the defense and the bullpen obviously got away from them late. If they are themselves, the team that we saw throughout the regular season, they can certainly beat the Mets in two games. It's tough when you're down 0-1 in a three-game series, and these series happen so fast. But look, it's you win tonight, and now it's even, and tomorrow's a total toss-up.
I hadn't seen if they posted the lineup yet. Are there any changes?
It's that lefty lineup that we've seen a lot. So you get Jackson Chourio leading off, which is full circle, right? Because remember opening day against the Mets, he led off, and I got to ask Carlos Mendoza, the Mets manager, and he goes back to Jackson Chourio to winter ball a couple of years ago. And he said when he first saw him in winter ball in Venezuela, he said, this guy's going to be a problem. So Chourio gets a chance to set the tone tonight.
Adam, what do you see right now? In front of you.
I see grounds crew working out there on the dirt.
Yeah, they're like blowers, right?
They got the rakes and the blowers, and they're getting it all ready. I mean, I could get used to sitting in this seat, you guys. I have a nice seat over there in the main press box, but I have to listen to all the other riders. Up here, I get, you know, I think I might switch spots with Jeff tonight and call a couple innings.
We were hoping you would say maybe what you saw was Levering making his way back up the stairs with that big box of nachos.
No, you know what, though? Those guys are in back right now having a meal together. It's one of the coolest things. We actually sat, Sophia Minert and I sat down with Uke's broadcast partners, and we talked about Uke a little bit the other day. We're going to put that on a podcast coming up sometime soon. And they have these sort of family dinners before the games. I don't think they talk about it that much. It's a really cool thing that they do. They're a family here, and I know it means a lot to those three guys just to get to spend all this time with Uke this year. And that dinner before the game is their time to all to be together and not be on the air and just talk amongst themselves.
All right. He is Adam McKelvey, MLB.com. Great stuff, Adam. Thank you for making some time for us.
Of course, you guys. Anytime.
Thanks, right. Adam.
I'm going to text Levering and tell him how good you are in that seat, how comfortable you are in that seat.
And tell Levering, or you, if you're still listening, Adam, if you text me your phone number, I will Venmo you money. I'll Venmo you guys
for
$27.
For the nachos box.
Yeah, so you guys can let me know how it is.
I'll do that. We're going to do this. I'm ready.
Awesome. Thanks.
Hey, by the way, somebody just texted me and asked me if Uecker's calling the game tonight. We don't know. I have no idea. He was not on the game last night, but hopefully he will be tonight. So we'll see. You'll know when we know here on WTMJ.